Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. Gino D here with you. And join me now on the phone line is the executive director of Morning Point Foundation, Miranda Perez. She's on to tell us all about the big show that's coming up on Thursday. We've already been talking about it. Morning Point Foundation, Seniors Got Talent, 7th annual. Miranda, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Gino. Appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Always a good time to talk with you. And we are so excited. Thursday night, it's going to be happening over at the Silverdale Center, Creekside Theater, over at the Silverdale Baptist Academy. A 7th annual Seniors Got Talent. You guys must be ready to go.
We are ready to go. And the auditions this year were incredible. We had over 60, and we took 12 contestants, and they are literally, Chattanooga has talent. When I'm talking about the amount of talent we have this year, it will blow your mind. It's going to be a fantastic show.
Amazing. No, I heard that news that you had so many auditions this year compared to years past. And I mean, the stage has always been loaded with talent. There's no denying that. But to really have over 60 participants to choose from, we're going to have one big show this coming week.
Yes, and the variety of talent. We have a guy that plays the saxophone. We have a harmonica player. We have a quartet. We have somebody singing a cappella. We have a dancer. This dancer has not performed this routine in 30 years.
Oh, wow.
And so this is going to be the first time he's done this routine in 30 years on a stage. And he's dancing to Babyface. So, like, even the music, it's just going to be really fun. We have a bluegrass band that's going to be opening it up. It's going to be so much fun.
Yes, it always is so much fun, and it sounds like it. We have a great group to have it perform. And just in case, Miranda, somebody's listening that doesn't know about Seniors Got Talent, and shame on them, but it's a possibility. It's a possibility. Kind of explain what Morning Point Foundation is, why we should go to Seniors Got Talent, where the money goes, and then kind of how it all works out.
Great question. So Morning Point Foundation is Morning Point Senior Living's nonprofit. And what we do here at Morning Point Foundation is we provide clinical, nursing, OT, PT, culinary, and social work scholarships to our local community colleges like Cat State, TCAP Chattanooga, Cleveland State, the colleges where our students live local and will work local. And we are part of the solution of helping provide a workforce here in Chattanooga that will touch all of our lives. So the proceeds from this event, Morning Point Foundation Seniors Got Talent, will fuel those much needed scholarships. The state of Tennessee will need 83,000 nurses by the year 2030. So this event is part of the solution. So not only are we making seniors' dreams coming true by Seniors Got Talent, but we're also making students' dreams coming true by paying for their education.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Seniors Got Talent, what makes it so unique is that this is like America's Got Talent, but it's our version, but the age requirement is 60 years young.
Yes.
And it is so neat to see these seniors living out their dreams and showing that age is just a number on stage.
Yeah, and they really do. And it's amazing how much effort they put into it and the rehearsals and everything they go into it. And like you said earlier, some of these performers haven't performed in decades. And now for them to hit the stage again, relive that feeling, if you will, or to do it for the first time is an amazing thing. And of course, they go for cash prizes. I know the grand prize this year for first place will be $1,000 once again, which is just remarkable.
Yes. First place gets $1,000, second place gets $500, and third place gets $250. And this year, we actually have a special guest. Oh. Our 2026 Miss America will actually be in attendance. So if there's somebody that understands the pressure of performing live and being judged, it's Miss America. So she's going to be a great addition to the judging panel.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we're looking forward to it. Again, tickets are only $10 for general admission. There are some VIP packages. Are those still available, Miranda? Or are those gone at this point?
We have already sold them out.
Already sold out. Okay. See, that's what I'm saying. We
great
have to act
to
fast. But general admission still going. $10. You can purchase your tickets. And again, it all goes to a fantastic cause, which is going to that nonprofit to fund clinical scholarships. And that is all about Morning Point Foundation. I will be the host of the evening. I'm looking forward to it so much. And again, it's happening 6:30 this coming Thursday, July 30th at the Silverdale Center Creekside Theater over at Silverdale Baptist Academy, right off of Bonnie Oaks Drive. Make your purchase now, morningpointfoundation.com. And of course, we will link up with all the details at hits96.com. Miranda, thank you so much for the time. We'll see you on Thursday, okay?
See you on Thursday. Thanks, Gina.